Hello everybody, I'm Jordan from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Thank you so much for joining me, and in this video I'm going to say please do not construct a Holocaust Memorial and Education Centre right beside the UK Parliament in that garden. Don't spoil it. Now, this video is absolutely not denying the Holocaust, disputing it, downplaying it or anything like that. So everybody who's got any common sense and knowledge knows that roughly 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust from 1942 to 45 by the Third Reich. Some people gassed, some people shot, some people died through malnutrition, overwork, and in sanitary conditions in concentration camps. So it really was horrific. About a third of all the Jews in the world annihilated in just 3 years by the express order of the government of Germany at the time. The Holocaust, you could broaden out, does include the murder of gay men or even lesbians in these concentration camps and extermination camps. Does include Soviet prisoners of war, Polish civilians. You know, about 10% of the people killed in Auschwitz were Polish Gentiles. Does it include the Gypsies or Romani or Sinti people, if you want to call them that? Does it include disabled Germans in the Action T4 from 1939 onwards? So it's debatable how broad we go. So there's absolutely no question this happened. And it is nauseating that some people have denied the Holocaust. David Irving sort of people published these repulsive pamphlets like Did 6 Million Really Die? Or the BNP, which is a white supremacist party in the UK, used to call it a holo hoax. But it is definitely not a hoax. I mean, I've met at least one Holocaust victim. I met another British officer, Jimmy James, the late Jimmy James, who spent some time in Sachsenhausen. Now, he wasn't a Holocaust victim himself, but there were other people who were in that camp, and so on. So there's absolutely no question that this is true. So we're not downplaying it. And it was a very significant, very horrendous event. Only yesterday night, I was reading about what happened in Treblinka, the most heartrending scenes, the most bestial cruelty. I just can't bring myself to believe how someone could understand how someone could want to do that. So no one should be mistreated on the grounds of his race, ethnicity, his or her race, ethnicity, religion, nationality, citizenship, so forth, uterine status, age, sexual orientation, mistreated, least of all killed. And that's what this was. So anti-Semitism is, of course, rebarbative, and Jewish people have made a magnificent contribution to civilization in so many ways, in like almost every sphere you can think of, like healthcare or literature, philosophy, business, music, all the creative arts, architecture, really just about anything you care to name. I don't think that the UK needs to have a Holocaust Memorial Centre. This event did not happen in the United Kingdom, and some people fleeing it came to the UK and lived there. The Kindertransport, some of the survivors came afterwards. So the UK's Holocaust Education Trust is promoting this, including the chief rabbi of the Hebrew Congregations of the Commonwealth, Ephraim Mirvis. So the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, he pledged just on the 20th of September that this was going to go ahead. He attended the Holocaust Education Trust's annual fundraising dinner. The Community Security Trust, which tries to promote security of the Jewish community, says there's been a spate of anti-Semitic incidents, possibly in response to the Gaza war. And even if you abominate the actions of the Netanyahu administration in Israel, which I do, I certainly do not blame Jews in general. No, it's wrong to say because one member of a religion or an ethnic group commits a crime that they're all guilty. Absolutely not. That is vile, and that is the sort of twisted and sick thinking that led to the Holocaust. So Jewish people are definitely not responsible for what Netanyahu is doing. Just to say, because if an Arab or Muslim person commits a crime, we don't hold them all or mostly responsible for that, and so on. So Labour's in office, and Labour was ruled by Jeremy Corbyn, as you may remember, from when was it, 2015 to 2019, and his leadership was constantly dogged by endless accusations of anti-Semitism. He was a stalwart of the Palestinian cause. But anyway, there have been many genocides in the world, and more recent ones. Does the UK have to have memorials to all of them? To the Armenian genocide, to what went on in Darfur, to what's happening to the Uyghurs in Xinjiang province, China, right now, you know, to massacres of Ukrainians, Why not more recent ones? Why stop there? As I say, this didn't happen in the United Kingdom. It happened in Germany, in countries under illegal military occupation by Germany, such as Poland in particular, to some extent, what's now the Czech Republic, and elsewhere. And obviously, Jewish people were abducted, taken off of the most inhumane conditions by cattle truck from the Netherlands, from France, from Italy, Romania, Hungary, all over Europe, really, to meet their doom, usually in Eastern Europe. It is a monstrous event. And what's all the more shocking about it is until 1933, anti-Semitism in Germany wasn't even that bad. Obviously, having the Middle Ages massacres then, but by 1933, there was complete legal equality. German Jews had risen to high positions. And who could have believed that this rabble-rouser Hitler would go from them having complete equality in 1933 to genocide, full-scale industrialized genocide, just 9 years later, just by ramping up the rhetoric. And obviously, there was always some undercurrent of anti-Semitism, but people say, oh, they just say nasty things, they don't do things. You know, in the 1920s, not that much anti-Semitic violence. I mean, there were some murders, but partly for political reasons, as well as racist ones. So if there's to be this Holocaust Memorial Education Center anywhere, can we please have it somewhere else? And don't take away that very precious green space right beside the River Thames. Don't spoil it. They already built over it a lot with this sort of education center for school troops, groups visiting Parliament. No, preserve the green space. There are many, many other places they could build on, brownfield sites elsewhere in London at all. So I don't think the UK should do this because they have to build another memorial, another and another, and there's no green space left. Why not our genocide? This happened to us. There's already a big Holocaust memorial stone in Hyde Park. So the UK needs to concentrate on its own history. And okay, the Holocaust should be part of the curriculum, is part of the curriculum. I've taught classes about it, supervised year nine history projects. But the UK should principally concentrate on what happened within the United Kingdom and then countries with which it had enormous intercourse, the colonies, France, and then to a lesser extent, Germany, of course. But this is unnecessary. I'm slightly worried it will be exploited by ultra-Zionist hawks to push, you know, anti-Muslim and anti-Arab prejudice. Now, no one should be mistreated on the basis of ethnicity, nationality, and so forth, like I said, and that includes Germans. So racism towards them is as vile as towards any other group. So we're not saying that there's some sort of heritable guilt. No one's born bad. No nationality is evil or indeed good. Is any people, individuals are good or evil. So it's something which is unnecessary and certainly is really the wrong site. If people want to build it somewhere else in the United Kingdom, don't have a principled objection, but please don't spoil the view. This gorgeous little bit of garden right beside the River of Thames, right in the shadow of Parliament. And why privilege this this genocide over so many others? It's not as though it's not known about. It's surely the most studied genocide of all time. Partly the Jews were such a highly literate people, left so many records, so many films have been made about it. And it's right that they were made about it. And it's right that people visit Auschwitz and so on, and the public is kept informed, because we obviously have to fight back against rabid anti-Semites who are sick enough to deny that the Holocaust ever occurred, which I realize is grossly hurtful to those whose loved ones were murdered in the Holocaust. And because that generation is dying, within 10 years, maybe the last survivor will be gone, and then there won't be that living testimony that this was for real, that some people who are dim might fall for some of these lies for people who say that the Holocaust never occurred. Anyway, thank you for watching. Yes, the Holocaust matters and is certainly worthy of study. And I don't in principle object to building a memorial or education center, but the site is absolutely wrong. That's the main thing. Thank you very much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.